You're listening to the Critical Mass Podcast. I'm your host, Winston Crutchfield, from Critical Press Media. Critical mass is the point at which a reaction becomes self-sustaining. Critical thinking evaluates statements for logic, consistency, and facts, and then applies those findings to the real world.
Welcome back to the Critical Press Coffee Table. I've been toying with a couple of different names, and I'm either going with cubic randomizers, because we're a bunch of squares talking about whatever comes up.
True.
but I'm Winston.
No, I'm Curtis.
All right, and we're the only two here today. But we just finished watching a documentary called This Film Is Not Yet Rated. And they dive into the rating system behind the MPAA and
only the MPAA.
Only the MPAA, yeah. There are at least two other major rating systems companies that we know of, but the MPAA is
God.
Yeah, they're the ones that have the government backing. They're the ones with all the money.
Clout, politics, all that.
So. But we had some strong reactions, and even though it wasn't a really outstanding film, it wasn't a really outstanding documentary, strong reactions are always a good thing.
So, yeah, but that's probably what they're putting for. You know, just say, look, you want to hate the MPAA. That's
you do, they do, and they want you to hate the MPAA. Right. I mean, more than anything else, so we noticed that...
Damn, it's like a frame-up.
It was.
It's like, okay, we're going to the other side. I mean, all they did was make sure everybody they talked to, well, there was no comment, you know, there was nothing, you know. They didn't talk enough. They just argued with them.
They did. Yeah, I mean, there was no intelligent discussion. They were picking fights with the ratings people, arguing about matters of internal policy. That they knew they weren't going to
get answers on.
Yeah, get answers on.
Just make them look like, you know, a big brother.
And it was just one of those things. Now, regardless of the frame job,
there were
a couple of things that I thought very interesting. number one, the MPAA does not have a consistent rating system.
No. Or guidelines to determine which rating.
Yeah, or guidelines to determine what a rating system ought to be. And I thought that was very interesting. I didn't know that.
Me neither.
Doesn't really make that big a difference, I suppose.
Yeah, well, it's by interpretation, then.
Well, everything does become by... And
that's what they're b***ing about.
It is.
Because everybody interprets it differently, because if they hire the wrong people in there... It's all going to be one-sided always, so you'll never get a certain movie out.
And really, I think that is the only thing that I can really find to criticize the MPAA on. Because everything else falls under the category of the studios just... They're just trying to cater to a demographic, or they're trying to pick a fight.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to pick a fight to evoke a reaction and all this other stuff. I mean, I agree that... Okay, let's talk about the idea of a rating system in general. I like having a rating system, and whether that's PG, PG-13, R, or whatever it is. I mean, when I turn on the TV, that little box comes up. It says TV MALSV.
Yep.
And I like being able to glance at about that box. And know that, oh, look, this program contains...
This, this, and this.
Yeah, it contains... It's for mature audiences. It contains language, sexuality, and violence.
Well, yeah, because you need it, because they don't give you enough about the show in the first place to know whether they're watching or
not. Oh, yeah, and what they do tell you, it's all lies.
Well, yes, we know that.
Yeah. But, yeah. So I like the idea of having a rating system. I like the idea of picking up a comic book and seeing that, you know, the front of it, like Marvel's rating system right now, they rate it 13 plus or 17 plus or all ages or whatever they rate it, you know. Video games use a rating system.
Yep.
E for everyone, T for teens.
Yes.
That kind of thing. I like the idea of having a rating system. Let's be very clear, this is not censorship.
Yeah, it's just you determine what may be appropriate for your kids.
It is, you know, or what I want to see. Because there are things that come on cinema that I don't see.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we've seen some stuff.
Come on TV, then.
We're scarred.
We want to see.
If I had to tape, I'd show Greg just to make him cry.
Just to make you cry. Ain't he bad?
No. Oh, God. Oh, no.
But, now, this is not censorship, and that's something that the documentary, they either ignored. What?
Yeah.
Did that seem that way to you? They were just ignoring that? Or they
were saying it was limiting their production or distribution by putting that stamp on it when it should be going to everyone, but no, it shouldn't.
It really shouldn't. It's part of the business.
Yeah, it's just that they're choosing not to. Okay, theaters say, okay, we don't want to show any NC-17s because that's not the audience that comes to the movies.
Exactly.
In our area, so we just don't air them.
Exactly. That's not censorship.
No, it's choice.
I mean, that's business decision. Censorship is telling, you know, the government stepping in and saying, you can't do this.
Yeah. Because,
you know, an NC-17 rating that prevents you from getting airing across major motion theaters all across the country, that's not censorship. That's a bad business decision.
Yeah.
You know, you are intentionally restricting your audience to people who know that this content is in here and want to see it. I mean, what's the alternative? I don't want to go see some of these films with some of that content. Holy Moses.
Even on a good day. Even when I was in the mood.
No.
I'm scarred for life from that.
No, I mean,
because I mean, it's mainly due for the North American market too. Anyway, because internationally the rating systems are different, so you can do whatever they want.
I don't even think there is a rating system.
I mentioned it before, saying it's vice versa in the European, but they promote more. They regulate violence more than sex, like we say sex versus violence.
Japanese television.
I know. I don't know. So. But I know, I mean, but that's where all the, you're made of, Blockbuster or not, is in America. Nowhere else.
Yeah.
So I think that's what their main concern is, because if it doesn't do well in America, they have no hopes of coming back to be making another movie or whatever.
Maybe, I think that's
part of it. Or they're
just
picking a fight.
You know, yeah, I gotta think that they're just picking a fight. We saw a parade of people who are just outraged and incensed that they are not being recognized for whatever reason. That one skinny, sick-looking guy with the balding head looks like he...
The old man.
I don't know, the one... He was one of the directors.
Yeah, the one who's talking about the one word that's, you know, letting out the other thingy.
I don't remember.
You didn't
back
it out? God, I'm gone.
Yeah, just...
I know what it is, but I can't say it.
Yeah. But, you know, it seemed like he had the attitude that he had the right
to show it.
The God-given right to not only show it, but that I, as the average consumer, should, number one, fund his movie-making efforts, and number two, bear witness to them.
True.
So not only does he have the right to make whatever kind of cinema he wants, but I should pay for it, and then I should go watch it, even if I have no interest in it at all. And that just,
as an artist, it should be free. But I was like, if he showed that in there, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
One of the worst things ever is to think that you're going to see some kind of movie.
And it's not.
And then it's not. And then discover something in that movie. You know, that's bad. But then to discover something in a movie that you just really didn't want to see. But, yeah, no, I mean, stuff comes to mind like Crash.
Oh God!
Not the new one, but the one with James Spader and Holly Hunter.
Yes, yes.
And Elias Koteas.
The sex and crashing car accident.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a pretty strange film, and it was interesting and bizarre. But if I had realized that there was going to be a scene between Koteas and Spader, I would not have gone into the theater because that was just too much. And too much for me.
Yeah, because they play it up to me on the previous, you know, it's just...
It's something else entirely.
A minor, you know, it's not the major thing, but it is into you like a brick. I mean, whack!
Yeah.
DVNC and crack, with Rex. That's the excitement.
Yeah, and you think it's going to be something in it, it's totally something else, and just, wow.
Yeah.
More than... That kind of thing is really something to be avoided. That's not an artist's choice. It's either bad marketing, or it's certainly a poorly informed public. Whether that...
It's just they wanted to make that kind of movie.
Then they have to live with the decision.
Yeah.
That's their movie. They have that right to make that kind of movie. You know, this is America. The whole big thing. They can make their movie. That's fine. Yeah. I don't want to be forced to watch their movie.
Yeah, by not being told everything.
By not being told what's in it.
The rating says NC-17, well, okay. I know it's going to be out there just a little. But not appropriate.
Oh, boy.
Because that tells me it's above R.
Yeah.
Where it's going to be, and with it, well, that explains more of the rating to me now, like, if that's true, what they said about, you know, how R is determined, well, that helps me know what NC-17 is. Because I was always wondering that. I was like, what the hell? Because Piranha is rated NC-17.
Really?
Really.
Now, that was R in the theaters, though, wasn't it?
I don't know. I never went to the theaters.
Pretty sure.
You know, the trailer lied and made it look crappy.
Well, yeah.
It's the greatest movie ever made next to Fight Club and Outlaw Josie Wells. That's what I'm saying, too.
Yeah, that's right. Go with that.
But NC-17, when they said it involved... certain things, well, there's one point where a piranha goes up her whoop and out of mouth.
Ooh.
And I was like, wow!
Plus your favorite Jerry O'Connell line ever.
Oh, it took my blank.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it because I can't, because there's a
my 10-year-old's in the room. And that's another good thing. Things that I think are appropriate for us to watch as an adult. My 10-year-old either would not understand...
Or she would.
I'm not sure which is worse.
And she'd start repeating words that I say.
You know, and some of that is appropriate. Some of it's age-appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one guy comes on here with that, I mean, just this really asinine idea. He's like, you know what? Violence that's fake ought to be for mature people, and violence that's realistically depicted, we ought to show that to kids. Coming from a person who has never raised a child.
Yeah.
Okay.
That out.
And I've got pretty jaded children, you think?
Yeah, definitely. They're around me.
You know, when my girl sits here and we're playing video games and she's, chop his head off, kick him, hit him with the axe. And
she doesn't go outside to get the axe and go beat up on a friend.
No, she doesn't do that.
She knows better.
But they witness a fair amount of... video game violence.
Graphic and, violence.
You know, cartoon violence. But the scene that they selected from Saving Private Ryan... It's a battle scene. And unlike this other stuff, that is something that is going to stay with a child.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
scary.
And give them nightmares. It's scary.
Yeah. But, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, wow.
I mean, whole opening scene of Private Ryan, no scene. Well, she shouldn't really watch the whole movie at all.
What was the movie that she reacted so strong? Dog Soldiers?
Oh, the werewolf movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of those werewolf movies.
Yeah, but she likes dogs.
I know. It's a dog thing.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah. But that wasn't as bad.
It was intense and it was scary.
But.
So, yes. Do children need what they watch regulated? Abso-friggin-lutely.
Yeah, well, what the hell?
Most adults are capable of making a rational choice.
Yeah.
Most adults.
Most.
But Still, I'd like to know what's in a movie before I go see it.
Yeah, complete. And then not from the critics who maybe not even watched a damn movie and then write up a movie that's totally wrong.
Whatever. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing.
But some of the alternatives, the NBAA rating system, they do point out a number of flaws in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's inconsistent, for one thing.
They need to have a more diverse board, I think. More. I mean,
I don't know about that.
They do. I mean, if they're going to have it, they need to have, you know, women, their parents, men, you know, just a few more. Maybe some different religions, you know, something, you know, to make it a little bit more diverse with people having different views to be able to see. And then they can, you know, add it all together and say, okay, what should it be? But since they don't have standards, it's personal choice in the end anyway, so it doesn't, you know.
See, that's the thing. It's not that they need a larger or a more diverse board. They need an objective standard.
But they won't.
If they wanted to do a subjective standard, then they can cast that net as wide as you want, and it's going to fall either one of two ways. They're going to get a small group of people, and it's going to be weighted, you know, the scale's going to be weighted towards one end.
Yeah.
Because all these people are inevitably going to come to
agreement.
You know, come to a certain set of internal unofficial standards. Or they cast that net so wide that they get just a huge, statistically diverse set, and it's all going to lean towards mediocrity.
Yeah.
So that all movies will eventually have the same rating.
Yeah. So.
That's no good either.
But
places like ScreenIt.com, they're not a major one, but they tell me what's in a movie. I find that very helpful.
Factual?
Yeah. I found it very helpful in making the informed decision that I can really wait for DVD to see The Green Hornet. If I feel the need to see it at all. You know, or Focus on the Family is probably the best choice right now. I forget what their movie screening site is. I mean, but they don't rate the movies.
They say family appropriate.
They tell you what's in them.
Well, that's good. Yeah, because like on movies lately, I've been waiting.
That is so helpful.
I haven't gotten to go, so I pull up Wikipedia and somebody posts usually a plot. And I go, okay, this is what happens. Oh, well, that's not.
But I'm not really interested in that. It's not the plot.
But it tells you what's going on. Like, okay, who did what? You know, so you know, okay, that ain't going to be appropriate, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, The Sanctum. I looked it up, read some things, and I'm like, okay, there's a lot of, you know, like what it would be in a cave system making hard decisions.
Yeah.
Killing, suicide, you know, that kind of crap. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh, but whatever. You know, it's great. It's not censorship. If you're allowed to make your movie, don't force me to watch
it. You're not forced to stick with that rating. You can edit out. It's your choice. If you want to get that target audience, well, they're saying you need to be at least this rating. Yeah. In our opinion, it's this rating.
What if they're really that upset about it, they ought to just make their movies and ignore not theater. Rate it.
Yeah.
Not take the MPAA rating. The MPAA has no control over the distribution. They can't regulate the distribution. They can't regulate any of those things.
They just don't get the big theater box office stuff that they want.
Well, maybe, but...
Yeah, because...
An aggressive marketing campaign can bypass the MPAA rating entirely still make a commercial success.
Yeah, but the problem
you have
is
to get around the Good Old Boys Network.
Yeah, but that's, you know, money. And they don't have
There's
they feel that this rating, they can get into the distribution easier, get it out there quicker, and less money have to spend on marketing to make more money.
Yeah.
So
well,
you can get it out, the more money you make.
Exactly.
Hence why several movies we see don't even go to theater anymore, going straight to DVD.
See, that's the other thing. We were just talking about that. And the two extremes are probably Hallmark Entertainment.
Yeah.
Which makes movies that are just made for TV.
Family.
Family-friendly fare.
Some
of them are...
Some are not.
Some of them are reportedly pretty good.
Some are hard.
Some of them are just...
Some are borderline, you know, hard Lifetime.
Yeah,
you go to sleep through, not miss a thing.
You know, but that's, and they never get their stuff rated. Why should they?
Yeah.
And the other is Asylum. We like the Asylum.
And
their related studios like this that crank out 12, 14 movies a year, whatever it is they do.
Yeah.
And they crank out all these low-budget films, and some of them are really, really bad.
Yeah.
But some of them are really, really good.
Yeah.
And none of them are rated.
No.
None of them are rated. They don't buy, what, they don't go to theaters. They air on Sci-Fi. They hit the DVD market.
Great. Yeah.
And they make money.
Yep.
And what does the MPAA have to say about it? Not a thing. Anyway, probably the biggest example of a success, a rating system being dispensed with successfully, I mentioned this earlier, the Comics Code Authority is now defunct. Marvel stopped carrying the Comics Code seal a while back, and here recently DC Comics and Archie Comics have stopped carrying the Comics Code Authority seal.
Uh-huh.
What have they gone? In both cases, they have gone to other rating systems, internal rating systems, and it's just a thing. I think it was a good idea for the time, but I think it was a thing whose time has come and gone. Yeah,
time has gone because the makers of the comics know their audience, know which one they want to target. I mean,
it's a completely different market now.
It's just. It ain't like it used to be. Kids are not buying them.
That's true.
So, we don't need it. Why? Yeah. We're making it for the old
They're fans. Making it for the 20 and 30, 40-somethings.
Yeah. The ones who grew up with the damn system.
But, anyway. I think out of that entire movie, what gets me the most is these people who cry censorship. And then are so upset that somebody watched their movie and did not absolutely love it.
And said, here, I'll give you a PG rating so you play it everywhere.
Yeah. It is not your God-given right to take your movie and subject it to absolutely everybody.
Because, yeah, you don't want a movie like that rated G going, okay, Dusty, you go to go watch the movie. She comes out.
You'll
be like,
whoa. Well, I mean, even beyond that.
See it as PG, we've taken her to some PG movies. And she's alive and they're fine, but, we don't want to be, okay, that should have been 17. Then we would have known if she stayed home.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. That's the main reason.
Yeah, there's that. And, there's the fact that I have the right to not watch a movie that you make.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, don't want to be ambushed.
Don't want to be ambushed.
For $10 going to the theater. And then
you can't go to
the
theater for $10 anymore. That doesn't happen.
If you do matinee, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. If you get matinee,
never mind. Yeah.
You can't do it. By the time you get a soda pop and a popcorn or bottle of water or whatever. And I like, our theater's got coffee and stuff now. Oh.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Haven't been in a while.
No, you got to go to East. They're the only
time I went to East was for, what was the movie before Tron? It's one of the movies
I
wanted to see.
I saw Tron at East, I think. But yeah, they've got Rockstar energy drinks and the Frappuccinos and the thing. They used to have hot coffee. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, there's a movie I saw before that besides the Dawn Treader.
Yeah, could have been.
Something. About
anyway,
that.
I just, it's one of those things, and I hear it a lot from writers. And they mentioned that in that one, they made the documentary about the American soldiers.
Yeah.
I hear this a lot. This is the way people talk, this is real life,
this is the way soldiers talk in a non-social environment who are getting shot at. They don't.
Whatever it is, number one, that doesn't mean that it's A, good art.
Or appropriate.
Or B, good storytelling.
No.
Or C, appropriate to have my 10-year-old in the room while I'm watching a documentary that I didn't expect to be quite as frank as that was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Although with a title like that, I probably should have known better.
A guy I worked with who was over there, he told some stuff they talked about regularly. Can't mention it in front of her.
It's just one of those things.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, just because it happens doesn't make it
everybody
something,
needs to see it.
Yeah, it doesn't make it something that everybody needs to.
That seems and to be the big hard-on right now.
I really think that we need rating systems for books. Because any more of these days, you pick up a novel, and you have no idea what kind of content is in there.
True.
None.
True.
And there have been some books that I was otherwise enjoying, and then, whoa, no, just no. And
that's why and then there are, is so important.
You know, and then you get books that you would think would just be these horrible, terrible things. And probably my favorite is Mac Bolan, The Executioners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the name. All right, The Executioner. No, we gotta get the tonation right. The Executioner.
No, he's not that hard anymore.
It's not.
No.
It's yeah. not. These are great books. And if you pick up any given Executioner novel from the bookshelf, you're going to get an action-adventure story that is the general equivalent of a soft R.
Yes.
There's going to be... Mac's going to shoot somebody. Probably going to shoot a lot of somebodies.
But they deserve it.
But they deserve it. No, really.
Yeah.
They will deserve it.
Yeah, usually. Yeah.
There's probably going to be some cussing.
Yeah.
But anymore, it's not been like an Eminem album.
Well, yeah, Mac used to get laid once a book.
At least.
Yeah, but now...
Now?
It's an action movie.
It's an action movie, and that's it.
Yeah.
Any romantic encounters happen off screen.
Yeah, it's like between books. Yeah, you know, like mention it. Yeah, then what? Fill it in yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you would think that being men's fiction marketed as men's fiction, marketed as violent men, you know, military men's fiction.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that would be more graphic.
Yeah.
More all this stuff, but it's not.
Yeah.
I would be comfortable letting my kids read any given Executioner novel from my shelf. Well, any given recent Executioner novel from my shelf.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have a problem with that.
When Mac takes on the evil doggy forms. Yes.
I don't really think they would enjoy them. It's not Desi's kind of book, and Isaiah's not old enough.
True.
To really enjoy it. But,
appreciate it.
Yeah, to appreciate it. Anyway, I had to get that off my chest. Do you have anything you want to unload on before we wrap this up?
Yeah, not right now. Maybe later.
Maybe later. All right.
You know what we should do? We should start our own ratings company.
That's fine. We'll go for profit.
All right. It's out there. It's on. If you have a movie that you want rated and rated fairly, send it to me, mindspike@criticalpressmedia.com. Curtis and I will review, and we will aggressively tell people that we have reviewed your movie.
And what we don't like or do like about it.
There you go. And we can absolutely guarantee that probably nobody in the movie industry will care.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks everybody for sticking around through the entire coffee table discussion. Tune in next week as Drew joins Curtis and I around the coffee table for a discussion of the Hunger Games trilogy of novels, a dystopian science fiction action / chick lit, series by Suzanne Collins. And appreciate you being here. We'll see you again in a week.